They met upon the astral plane. Rare enough was it that any two of the Grand Masters might go to war side by side once the chapter's conclaves were ended. And yet five full brotherhoods had already arrived at Cornovin. Garonitan's grand strategy had demanded it. Mortarion had gathered every warlord and champion of the Plague God for 100 sectors to his banner. And so the full might of the Grey Knights would be assembled to meet him in open battle. Drago's spiritual self hung in the infinite void, the illumination of his mind's eye casting him in a pale psychic light against the darkness. Stripped of mortal limitations and the weariness of his flesh, his soul still ached with grief and anger in equal measure. And yet it fell to him to issue the summons. A communion had to be called. Even amidst the turmoil of war, it was the chapter's way. Master Crom was the first to answer. Drago felt the nearing of his presence, though his physical body was still likely many hundreds of kilometers away.
Brother Drago, the Second Brotherhood shares your pain. The greatest of us is fallen to the Reaper's blade, and so are we all diminished.
Drago acknowledged him with a sincere nod.
Tristan, brother, mourn with me.
The two of them cast their psychic sight over the churning clouds below, a metaphysical echo of the conflict that had engulfed Cornovin. As much as there could be said to be any notion of up or down in this place, it broiled and seethed in the depths beneath them, shot through with sickly lightning and dull, actinic flashes. They regarded it now with the detached eyes of immortals watching over the affairs of men, though they knew that they would soon be returning to it, whatever the outcome of their communion. Every flickering cinder that danced up from the tumult was another death echoing in the Empyrean. Every thunderbolt, the herald of some baleful weapon or psychic onslaught. Another presence drew near, the spirit flaring raw and aggressive in comparison to Drago and Crom.
What foul treachery has robbed us of him? I would not believe it but for the fact that I see the truth of it written in your souls, as clear as day.
The seventh Grand Master, Varden Kai, was the newest of their stalwart number. The only conclave he had yet witnessed was that which had elevated him to their ranks, and the grim formality of this occasion was perhaps lost upon him for now. He bristled at their silence.
Tell me the place where we are to strike back, and I will bring my entire brotherhood to the fight.
In spite of Kai's boldness, Drago saw the uncertainty, the anguish beneath his words.
Worry not, brother. Vengeance shall be ours. That I can promise you.
Vengeance?
The word swept over the three of them with an almost physical force, and they turned to face the newcomer.
This is not the time for vengeance, Brother Drago. There is far too much at stake. It was you who summoned us here. So speak not to me of anything so petty as vengeance.
It was Jul Fenric, the venerable Grand Master of the First Brotherhood. Each carefully projected thought syllable was like a hammer blow, yet delivered with the grace of a master artisan crafting delicate crystal. He was a formidable presence in any psychic exchange, but in the wake of Garonitan's death, he had assumed a far more warlike aspect. The others might have taken a knee before him, if any such gesture would have meaning on this plane of existence. Crom moved instead to greet him.
Peace, brother. Linus's passing weighs heavily upon them.
More heavily than upon us. For nearly 3 centuries, we fought together. None shall grieve the loss more than you and I when this is done.
And I.
Drago had sensed his old mentor's presence close by on the battlefield, and yet he had been the last of them to reach the communion. Vorth Mordrak of the Third had led his brotherhood in the opposite arm of the pincer, encircling from the north, as Drago had from the south when Garonitan had made that final, ill-fated move.
Master Mordrak, you seem weakened. You managed to pull your warriors back from the engagement without incident, I trust.
I'm your brother now, not your master. We're all brothers here. Only this time it feels as though we have lost our father.
His soul light wavered, shot through with crimson lines of pain and exertion. Drago regarded him for a long moment. Mordrak grunted.
Nothing I can't handle.
Very well, brother Mordrak.
With the rumble of the psychic storm cloud swirling beneath them, Drago cast his voice out deeper into the void, away from their gathering.
Brother Hazimir! Brother Eliath! Will you also answer the summons and enter communion with us now?
As the echo of his words died away in the endless black, all five of them cast their preternatural senses outwards and scanned the non-existent horizon for a reply. Eliath answered. His voice was tremulous and faint.
The Eighth Brotherhood makes all speed for Canovan, brothers.
Fenric and Crom, being the most accomplished in such things, both scried the heavens for any trace of his soul light approaching. Neither of them expected to hear Grandmaster Hazimir's response mere moments later.
So too does the Fifth. Though it shames me that we were not ready to stand with noble Garanatan when his trap was sprung.
Kai gestured away into the void.
I see him. Lexek, how far out are you?
Hours, days. An ill wind blows us from our course through the warp.
And us. It is the work of the Dark Gods for certain.
Fenric surged towards Drago.
This is a sign! Seven have answered. You know what this means. We must try for Titan. The rites of succession are clear on this matter. We can forego the normal process and elect in absentia.
Faltering, Drago looked to Mordrak. The older Grey Knight seemed not to notice.
Seven of the Eight. I would never have thought it possible, so far from Holy Terror.
Grom addressed them all.
Though I do not believe this is the time to speak of succession, Brother Fenric is right. We must attempt to contact Titan. We must decide whether or not to proceed, given that there are clearly other forces at work here on Cornovin. Lord Garanitan risked so much, and it falls to us to decide whether or not his many sacrifices are to have been in vain.